Hand over your heart, face the flag, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The superintendent was watching me, especially since there was no closed session today.
Right.
And so that's why it was a lot of work.
No cards, right?
Having said that, there's no motion to adjourn to close, nor a reconvene.
Or a report out.
Or a report out. All that is not applicable.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now we're on 7.
7.0. Public comment. Anybody have a card? Okay.
There are no cards.
Seeing none, we'll move on to 8.0, correspondences, proposals, and reports. Ms. Cassell, do you have anything?
Sure, I would like to address the board. Do I need this? Or it's not
if,
on right
it,
now?
We do it for recording only, Melissa, yeah.
Let me make sure it's on. Is it on?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Sounds like I can hear
it's
it.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I've been here all the time.
I know.
I guess my ears are so I'm glad I'm not the only one that's new. And it does help to see that you're also learning. And thank you for having your meeting tonight. I wrote it down. I'm tired. I've had parent conferences all day. So on behalf of Ada, I would like to say that all the teachers are in the trenches right now, and they are working very hard and making sure that our community of students are in the process of being successful learners at all levels. At Meadowlark, the fifth graders are getting ready to participate in the Outdoor Science School with the LA County of Education in Wrightwood. The Science Olympiad program is getting ready to start up. After school STEAM and coding have started. And tomorrow at Meadowlark, the students will be participating in the democratic process as student council candidates will be giving their speeches. If you look around, they participated in campaigning. And our student body, second through fifth grade, will be participating in casting ballots to vote for their peers to represent them as part of the student council. Vasquez teachers are excited and looking forward to the prompt opening of the gym. And I know our teachers at other levels are also looking forward to that because it just seems like it's going to be a big celebration in the community. District-wide, the Google Drive was complimented by a lot of our teachers as it's given the teachers a useful tool for collaborating through media without having to be face-to-face. So even here at Meadowlark, we're finding that we can collaborate with teachers across the district. We're looking forward to Monday's professional development of the program Illuminate. Really looking forward to being able to gather data and use it immediately to drive our instruction. That's one of the things that we find has been really helpful when we're trying to plan for leveling and all of those types of things. We support Prop 55, and we're looking forward to its passing to get the funding to continue supporting our school district and our community. And I do plan to attend meetings. I'm a little bit nervous when I speak in public, but hopefully it starts to go away. We want to really focus on the positive. We're trying to move forward and be a positive force in our community and with our association. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And
on behalf of myself as a parent, thank you, teachers and Francis, two of my own children, and a foreign exchange student out there. And it doesn't get any easier speaking in public because some of us are made for it and some of us aren't. Is there a CSEA?
None present. I don't see any. No.
Our student reps. I want to see our student reps. Superintendent, a report out on VHS new construction?
Absolutely. And in fact, today was a monumental day in that we did our final walkthroughs today, and we cleared off all of the punch list to the point where I turned over the gymnasium to Ty today. Basically, there's a few things left. I can assure you that those will get done, but I'm not going to wait for any of those. But the process now is going to be Ty is going to start moving in. We've got a bunch of stuff we need to move in. There's all kinds of Paulette needs to move in the cafeteria. Even though there's a brand new cafeteria, there's a lot of equipment and things that she needs to do in food service. So food service will start moving in. The plan is that Ty and I talked today about we will have an open house on Thursday. At what time, Ty? What time do you decide? 3:30 to 5. And he has a press release. And we'll be able to give that to you guys, and we'll put that on the docket. We want to open it as soon as possible. I apologize for any late notice. That's next Thursday. And the gymnasium will be open to the kids next Friday. So we will have, again, big effort to get everything done in the next 4 days, which will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. So we'll make sure that we get everything taken care of. But I'm, you know, obviously today was a fantastic opportunity to, I walked every inch of that gymnasium, making sure that it was, you know, perfect, as much as possible. But there are still a few outstanding issues, but we can address those while kids are in the gym without compromising, of course, safety. So at this point, it's a fantastic day. One other thing, let me add too. We also are going to be opening the driveway and the parking lot. We also now have a dedicated parking lot for staff, and we're going to start using that and the student parking lot. So Mr. DeVoe he put together, I don't know if you had a chance to see it with Mustang TV, but it's a really good video, and he's been kind of teaching the kids, if you will, training the kids where to go, where to drive, drop-offs, pickups, buses, and I can only ask for your patience, if you will, in the first few weeks. It's going to be a whole new system, a whole new idea where we drop off, where we pick up, and it's going to be a little bit different for a few days. We want to obviously get kids in there as fast as we can, but at the same time, we don't want anybody hurt and run over until we figure out what's going on and Ty is able to accommodate. We're going to have a couple people extra on board for the first few days to make sure we can, you know, manage the traffic. It's a whole new traffic pattern. So he's got some messages going out to his community, meaning his high school community, and making sure that happens. But we're probably going to do that sooner rather than wait till the gym opens. So he's got a few things he's going to do prior and prep the campus and the teachers and making sure everybody knows what's going on. But we're going to open that ASAP. It's ready to go right now. So, you have anything to add, Ty?
You covered it all. I'll work with the local press to make sure they have everything they need to know about webcasting.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll start parking tomorrow, and we should be able to accommodate students sometime in the middle of next week.
Okay. Actually, I do. Two things. John, what's your last name? I apologize. Okay. He's with CFW, which is Caldwell Floors and Winters. We asked John to come tonight for a specific purpose.
Hey, John, I got some handouts for you.
Thank you. John is here simply because Mr. DeStasso and I were looking at the bond and taking a look at it from the perspective of the rates per 100,000 kind of kept creeping up a little bit. It started out at 25, then it kind of raised, and now it's 35 to 38. And so we're starting to ask, what's going on? Why are these rates going up? We just refunded the bond. We should see some, you know, de-escalation of costs, if you will. And we haven't seen that yet. So I thought, you know what, let me get the expert here. He has flown in just specifically to be here tonight to address the community, address your comments and your concerns, and I appreciate you putting this together. So thank you.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be here. And that is correct. Last week, I came in to talk to staff, and as we went through the information, they said, you know, we have a board meeting next week, and they said, we will make ourselves available. we find that this happens time and time again with our clients, and we have a long-term relationship with you, and we'll be here to make sure that you're well-informed and that you have all the information that you need. What I would like to do is kind of break it down into two discussions. One, I'll talk about the funding, so you have a good feeling for what's in your funding. And then I want to talk about tax rates and why they would be volatile, what plays into them, and why you may see them to be a little higher than they were when you first did the bond election back in 2008. So let me talk about the refunding. What I'm showing here in the handout, we have page one. It just talks about your outstanding debt, so that you can have to see it. Just a quick summary, and it does show here that you had a tax, increase from about 35 to 38 for this current year. And I think it was that increase that probably prompted this discussion to see it on your tax bills, especially after you just did a refunding. So I'll tell you why as I show you where the savings occurred. And why you did not see it in this most current year. On the next page, page two, and I try to keep it simple enough here for you, but the objectives that we had was to just generate $530,000, almost $500,000 in savings, of which we were able to achieve. And where we were able to do that was restructuring in the center portion of your debt service payments. And that has to do with the fact that these were the series of bonds that we were able to call in and issue new ones on. These other bonds surrounding them were structured such that they were not callable. And that happens whenever a bond is sold based on what the market protocols are at the time. So we took the bonds that we could do, and those were the ones. And as you can see, those matured from 2020 to 2027. Now, on the next page, it's just a sort of a graphic to show you where the interest rates have gone for the ones we refunded before on the chart here, the first chart. You see it was around 5%, and then we were able to do the refunding on the curve here down about 3.5%, so significant savings. And put another way, the chart on the right-hand side shows you where these maturities were, so you were before them. The interest rates were on a kind of on a curve, we were able to secure a straight line fixed rate. So these are the showing the savings that we occurred.
So I'm sorry, these mm-hmm. are the data points on the x-axis of that are correspond to one of the bonds in the series? In the
right, exactly. So these would have been all the maturities and what the interest rates were at that time for those maturities.
Okay. So all of them had various levels.
They did.
And then when we refunded them, right. All of them ended up at the same interest rate, all of them lower.
Right.
But this chart really is to go with the subset that we were able to call.
That's right. There we go. So that's just showing you the savings that you've incurred. Now the next page is really the important page for you to see. Is that what we do is we actually have here the prior debt service and the new debt service. So before, on those series of bonds, the total amount that you were paying before was $8.6 million. And when we refunded, it went down to $8.1 million. And there's your savings, $533,000. Now, here's the important when you're talking about your existing tax rate, is that your savings were not very much here in this year. It's only $1,000. So you're really not going to see it in the tax rate. The bulk of the savings start occurring in 2020. And that just has to do with the amount of bonds that were outstanding and the ones that were callable. But in fact, you can actually see you are going to get 533, but you're going to find the biggest impact are going to be really from 2020 to around 2026. That's where you have around $60,000, $70,000 worth of savings. Okay. So it occurs in each year in different amounts.
Having said all that, does that mean that, okay, so I understand the savings are in, I wouldn't even say out years, it's really only 2 years away rather than 1 year.
Right.
Very far.
Yep.
That's where the savings happen to be.
That's where the savings happen to be.
What is the mechanism that's causing the tax rate for this year?
This year. Okay. So we will talk about the volatility. When you issue your bonds, you issue them, and I'm going to use an example. If you have, and you say you want a tax rate, you target the tax rate to be $25. That what happens is that assumes that assessed values go up 4% every year.
So we didn't see the level of assessed value increase. That was assumed way back.
And I'm going to tell you what's happened to districts throughout California. You issued bonds when in 2008, 2009. The prior to that, everybody was looking at historical assessed values. So when we did our projection, and you did a projection like everybody else did, your average assessed value, we thought, was conservative at 4%. So going forward, in order to maintain a $25 tax rate, you have to have 4% growth every year. What happened? They did not grow. In fact, they decreased. Everybody, so what happens is you may have done nothing to your residents, nothing has changed, but every time you lose value by a farm for foreclosing or business moving, your tax rates are going to go up because then that debt service is spread among fewer properties. Everybody is playing catch up. So your assessed values grew, I believe, at around 3.5, which is a healthy growth, but it's not 4. So what's happening is collectively over time, you're seeing your tax rate be slightly higher, and it will get back to 25 when eventually assessed values are at the level that we predicted them to be back when we first did the bonds.
Had we not done this resurfacing, the tax rate would have gone up at any rate.
It would have gone up anyway.
Probably much more so because
not necessarily only
about $1,000
based on the series. Right, in the out years.
In the out years.
So I mean, just to be absolutely clear,
yes.
That's a very good explanation. I'm going to summarize it for a regular person.
Please do.
Just tell me
regular. And I'm going to learn from you, so I make sense.
But so it is absolutely true that we are saving $500,000 and passing that on to the taxpayers in this community.
Yes, you are.
It's also absolutely true that tax rates in many places are going up based on service bonds,
right,
because the rate of valuation growth isn't what everybody predicted based on the history that preceded the bond sales.
That's correct.
Okay. Our reselling is not causing a reason for any tax rates going up, and will give the $500,000 savings.
Yes. That's correct.
Now, I am not going to go out on a limb and say, based on this chart and the fact that next year there's $20,000 worth of savings,
that's correct,
that tax rates are going to go down next year, because that $20,000 of less cost, still based on the assessed values in the community, may not be sufficient to reverse the pending tax rates or not. So it's just. I don't know how to make this clearer. This resurfacing was entirely successful with saving $500,000.
That's correct.
Notwithstanding that, larger economic factors addressing everyone who ever sold bonds and will sell them in the future that are causing some nominal tax rate increases.
Correct.
Okay. We still did the right thing, but we can't control the fact that the property isn't appreciating at 4%.
Well, is it safe to say that the price for $100,000 would have gone up more so if we wouldn't have done this?
In this
correct?
Current year, if you look at this chart, this year we only expected you to have $1,000 worth of savings.
Right.
And we will get $1,000.
And you did get that, yes.
Yeah.
But your tax rate probably would not have been impacted by this refunding in this current year.
Right.
But because it's a small amount. Because it's a very small amount.
That's correct.
Perfect.
Now, also, just to throw a few things other into your tax rate, as you know, the debt service number is always the same. It's the assessed value that changes the tax rate. It's only those two numbers that create the tax rate. Also, the counties have the ability from time to time to levy a reserve. And they levy reserves so they make sure that they have enough money every time those tax bond payments have to be made. So in your first few years when you do a bond deal, you may have assumed that it's going to be $25, but probably your first year it may be $28 because they're over-levying so when they're done, they have enough money in the coffers because they have to make those payments. What ends up happening is on the back end, when you make your last payment, all of a sudden they don't have to levy because they have these reserves there. So when we say a $25 tax rate, it's really an average over time. Also, what will occasionally happen is if a county, in their economic development information that they get, if they feel that assessed values for a reason are going to go down, or there's something that's going to prevent them, they will then, say, increase their reserves slightly.
Preemptively.
And then also, if there's been a spike in your delinquency of property taxes. So I've seen happen in certain areas where you have a large company that is a manufacturing unit. All of a sudden, they go into bankruptcy. They're going to get paid their taxes, but this year they didn't pay them for any reason. And that represents 10% of your AV. You will find that they will over-levy because they don't know when that money will come back in. That's just examples of things that can impact it. And so ends up being that over time, it's an average, when we say, of a tax rate.
I don't know if anyone has...
Anyone else? I mean, any other questions, Mr. Porter, Larry?
No,
I appreciate your comment. No, this is very important because it can be confusing. You did a great job.
This is a sensitive subject for everyone,
especially in election terms.
But at the bottom line, the beautiful high school is opening, and what we're talking about here is, and not to belittle it, $3 on every 100,000 assessed value. So most people, it's $12, $1 a month. Having said that, as part of our responsibility to protect the taxpayers and make the wisest use of their money, we certainly have done that, and there's still $500,000 that won't be coming out of people's pockets around here over the next 10 years.
10 years or so, a little over 10 years, yeah. That is correct.
And perspective is everything.
Right. And I do believe that your percent, that the average, that or the minimum that triggers a refunding where it should be reviewed and looked at is 3% savings, and you're saving almost 10%. So it was a healthy refunding in terms of what's called industry standards. So
that's great.
And today we find that probably 50% of all bond issues that are being done are refundings because we are at the lowest point in the market.
So great.
It's just like people are going out and refinancing your bonds. You refinance your bonds, and you need it.
Well, John, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and flying down here and explaining that.
It is my pleasure. And again, if ever you ever have any questions going forward and you want us to come in and even talk about a certain topic that has to do with your bonds or anything with it on the finance side, we will be down here and do whatever we need to do.
And you have. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I have one comment.
Yes.
It's
go ahead.
Not a question. We're talking about the dollar a month, the... small amount that we're paying out. We also have to remember that it was because of CFW and us getting this bond at that point in time that we got the matching funds because we were put at the top of the list, and the that was all because of Ernesto coming here and getting us to go forward.
Not
with
the
it.
Matching funds. Let's clarify. Ernesto had nothing to do with that. He had to do with the initial bond, the 13 million.
But he said the reason we were doing it then was because there wasn't going to be any more state bonds for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it was basically now or never to get on the bandwagon, and a lot of districts wouldn't, and we would be up at the top doing everything, and it all fell into play. And that's why, forget the couple dollars here and there, that's why we've got that brand new gym and this new school.
Absolutely. There are a lot of factors going to it. We always use the state aid, maximizing that so that you have the most money into your project fund, and that is a priority for us. So it is a large story of which sometimes it gets lost as years go by and they don't remember, you know, when it was done, why the timing was done, and what other things were involved in. That is gross.
Great. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have a couple more real quick. I wanted to mention, you may have seen in the paper, I appreciate you putting that in the paper and taking a look at, we had the other day we walked with Congressman Steve Knight. He visited Desert High School, Desert School on October 20th, Steve walked with several of us, to and include Mr. and Mrs. Costin, myself, Mark, I know I'm forgetting a couple folks, as well as our principal. And we took a look at the Safe Schools or Safe Routes to School grant, this SRTS, initiated by Mrs. Costin. So thank you very much. I appreciate you doing that. And she's been really instrumental in putting that together. We are on that process of trying to get some grant to improve the ingress and egress and pathways of kids and where they go and how they go. It was nice to see, and I got to applaud Congressman Knight. He walked the track, and we went up past the exits and the entrance to the freeway, and I'll tell you, there's some scary things going on there. By the time they walk from High Desert up to McDonald's or to the library, I called it Frogger. It's, you know the game. It's just like that. And you know, hats off to Congressman Knight. He was there playing Frogger with us. And so, again, hopefully we'll get some benefits. Hopefully we'll get some leeway on that. But, again, I wanted to let you know, and I wanted to tell Tracy how much I appreciate your efforts, as well as your husband, and putting that together. And hopefully we'll get some traction on it. So,
by benefits, you mean?
Well, we're looking for money. We're looking for funding to put sidewalks, some safety mechanism, all the way from the school, all the way up to the library. That's the intention. Now, it's always about money, and you know, he wants to know what we want. Obviously, we'd like a big overpass, and whether or not that's going to happen or not, I doubt, because that's going to be multis of millions. So we're going to get something, maybe, if we get this grant, but we got some pretty strong support through Congressman Knight's office. So hopefully we'll get some progress on that. But thank you. That's all I have. Oh, I do not. Just real quick, please. I don't know if this is about, I think, 8 years I've been sitting in this chair. And I don't think there's been a handful of times that AATA spoke at that mic. Mr. Chell has done so every time. I got to applaud you. I appreciate you doing that. I know you say you're nervous. You don't look like it to me. I thought you looked great. And I appreciate the fact that you're actually giving us a report, keeping us, you know, well informed and communicating with the board. That's why I put it on there. When I came, it wasn't on there. I felt it's important that you take that opportunity to talk to the public, to the board, and basically do that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing that. And I love your ideology, if you will, around collaboration. And I think, obviously, it's going to work. So, again, I just wanted to mention thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. That's all I have. Thank you.
Let's go back to item 8.3, our student rep for the committee.
Sorry I was late. I was senior night game. So, cross country as a home meet, November 1st. Last week was homecoming. The game went great. Varsity football won. The float was amazing. It was one of the best turnouts for each float. The dance had an amazing turnout, over 160 tickets sold. The blood drive is November 4th, a Friday. Volleyball has made its playoffs. Tomorrow's football senior night versus Boron. Tomorrow's football senior night versus Boron, the game for league and playoffs. Last Friday was our first airing of MTV, and it was a hit. We're going to be airing them every Friday. Girls soccer traps are going on this week and next week, and baseball traps will be happening early November. The first school site council meeting was held today after school.
Okay, board member comments. Mr. Lady?
Yeah, no, nothing this evening.
Mr. Yeah, I mean, anything except just to say that Dr. Woodard and I worked on the Phase 3 trees for around the
landscape plan.
Yeah,
yep.
The landscaping.
Just as you did on Phase 1 and 2, by the way.
So about 30% of the trees, you know, I think the trees that, you know, should be here are the type that would thrive with a little bit of care, as opposed to things that, you know, don't belong. So we went through that. About 70% of the stuff in the vegetation was correct, and 30% of it, we changed it, very similar to what we have. And plants like mesquite, Mimosa, all of the special things that
It's hot.
So it's the right type of plants and similar to what we have in phase one and two. And a lot of the stuff they had was good.
Yeah.
But it's just, I was kind of surprised by some of the selections that just don't belong here. Things like, you know, different types of aloes and stuff. That, you know, we have a very harsh summer and a very harsh winter. So it's going to be gorgeous. But what they put together is very nice, and we just changed some of the plants. So that's the only report I have. Thank you.
Just a quick comment for me, that Mustang TV was great. Is that Mrs. Lundquist? Whoever sees her, they were my regards. I went to college in Flagstaff, Arizona, which at the time had about 25,000 people, and the news was about no better than the news that the kids did for Mustang TV. So, you know, it's not KABC, but it's pretty darn good. And the students, the writers, the actual anchor people, the camera people, they did a really fine job for students. Like I said, I compare it to a small city.
It was great. I agree.
That's all I have for this time around. So, shall we move on to 9.0, the consent agenda? A move to open consent agenda?
So move.
All second. Superintendent, anything in the discussion regarding this?
No.
Board members?
You.
Okay. Call a question?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to action 10.1, personnel action report. Somebody move to open it.
So Luke.
One second. Discussion with the superintendent.
No, sir.
Call a question?
Aye.
Action number two. 10.2, declaration of need for fully qualified educators.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Superintendent?
I don't have anything.
Okay, well, I think that all
I was going to wait for you.
Because I educated myself beforehand. So one of the things we have to do is obviously assess ourselves and assess and make sure our teachers are fully qualified for that which they're teaching. And everybody does this, and when you have an exception, you have to write that down and give it to the county and have a plan to correct that exception. This year we have some exceptions, and I just think it's important that people know why. Those exceptions are because we're offering so many more electives, whether it's the robotics class at the junior high, which is being taught by Mrs. Allen, who's a
Alfred
is an excellent science teacher, or whether it's video production at the high school. They require these very peculiar and specific certifications. And so when you offer electives like this, you have to catch up with the certifications. It's a fairly standard process. And, I just figured I'd share with you what I learned when I came across my desk. So I have no problem with this, and I just think it's important people realize it's cause we're so expanding greatly.
Absolutely. Well said.
Call the question?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are opening a public hearing, 11.1, on AP Chemistry book selection. The hearing will open at 8:05.
If you don't mind, I'll give a little background and then we'll see if there's comments. The intention of the public hearing, I kind of changed the methodology in terms of approval, if you will, simply because I feel it's this public's right to be able to take a look at the books. We've had them available just as we did our entire selection of math books, plus the books at, whether they be at Metalark or Vasquez, all of the library books have been on display and for the public's review. It's your right as a public to take a look at those and ensure that they meet your community standards, if you will. At some times, they don't. And then we would then take it to the board for possible exclusion or for that specific family. In this particular case, it's AP Chemistry. You don't really get a lot of selection. And the reason is because there's a very specific curriculum that's really defined by the state, and in this case, our pathways or the board, College Board really prescribes exactly what we do and how we do it. In fact, our teachers are required to go to training and deliver the curriculum in a specific way that aligns with this specific textbook. So, like I said, if you take AP Chemistry or any AP course, there's a very prescribed course in terms of curriculum. This meets that selection. Amanda and Kim worked on that along with
Ty
and our new chemistry teacher. Thank you. I was going to hope you said that. So anyway, this is a normal process. This is part of our five-year plan. This was considered, and it is in the budget, and we did look at that as part of an expenditure this year. So I don't know if many of you were at the five-year budget studies, the five or six that we've had, and this was on that list as a possible. And then you can see the following we have coming up, AP Calc and AP World. Now keep in mind, these haven't been done in 10 years. So these are well past due. So that's what we have tonight for your consideration, the community. And then when we get to, 11.2, then you guys will vote. But this is the community opportunity in terms of a public hearing.
Any comments? Does the public want to be heard on this?
Yep, that's just okay. Want to give you the chance.
So the hearing is closed at 8:08. Okay. Action item 11.2, adoption of AP Chemistry book selection.
So moved.
I'll second.
Call the question?
Aye. Aye.
12.1, action 12.1, approval of memorandum of understanding between the Akron-Anadolu Unified School District and the Los Angeles County of Education.
So moved.
I'll second. Discussion?
Real quickly, this is a LA County Office of Education initiative, and it's through this what's called BEST, which is a Business Enhancement System Transformation. Okay, I know that's a mouthful, but basically it's a new effort to integrate financial and human capital management systems, HRS, a variety of different financial systems. This is out of Steve's office. Dr. Bhadraja can't be here tonight, so I told him I'd give you a little bit of background behind it. But these systems are critical in order to obviously pay our staff and align the systems, ensure that credentialing is correct, on and on and on. So there's a variety of systems that are intertangled and intertwined, if you will, and really help us do our job. And this is an MOU with LA County in order to use their systems. We don't use proprietary type systems. We use what LA County recommends.
I conceptualize this as it's all back office tools.
There you go.
Whether it be budget tracking tools or human resource tracking tools. And as the superintendent pointed out, a small district and probably even median size.
Say 99% of districts use it.
Don't custom tailor their enterprise.
Because they don't talk to LA County, so it's,
When you go all in with LA County, you help fund the process of development of those tools, but those tools are available. This is a new tool set to replace an aged tool set.
Yeah.
That's what we're voting on here.
We've been waiting for this, actually.
Aged
so.
Is a big word.
Yes.
That's all caps. We need a new system.
Any other questions or discussion on this? Call the question.
Aye.
Action item 12.2, approval of notice of completion, Venatron Inc., doing business as A&M Construction and Engineering, Vasco High School Project 3A. Motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
Mr. Vice President, Board, this is obviously a milestone. It's the demolition of the upper pad in preparation for Phase 3. You know, you always want to see these notice of completions. This is one of those. We're completely finished with that. We had some surveyors up there today, and you may see work going on, but this particular phase is done. the work is now to develop phase three and move forward without the DSA plans. So they're complete, and this will basically, what it does, release the retainer. So at this point, we'll pay them what they have coming, if approved. Feels like a week, yeah.
To specifically address with them some of the concerns and some of our expectations for their treatment in the environmental impact report as it relates, obviously, to Vasquez High for the state route 14 route. There's nothing really to report there other than communication of what we would be looking for to ensure that they properly address the potential impact on students, on the school, and even the communities in that area and its ability to generate students. And the students that money. Money is what it takes to do all the things we do. And so we want to make sure that they address that as well. And they certainly understood that.
Yeah, good meeting.
We'll all just see when we get up.
Yeah.
So I apologize, I missed that first time. Item 16.1, adjournment.
So moved.
A second. You didn't give me a chance at 8:13.
Nobody's complaining.
Call the president. Aye.